Hello, welcome back to the Potty Mouse Podcast. I am Peyton Kubik, and this is where my dad and his friend John talk about random stuff in life or the things they found on the internet. I hope you enjoy listening to this episode as much as I did. Here they are now.
Whatever you did, the opposite thing is happening.
Oh, it's too loud now.
It's too loud now. Yeah.
Well, I can turn it down probably.
No, don't worry about it. It's fine. Just okay. Don't.
You know, I'm very loud.
You just get so excited.
I can't help it. You get so excited.
John and I were talking about how old we're getting. Yeah, it's happy hour. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to you. Cheers to all our viewers. Dink and listeners.
And listeners. Oh, got it. Maple old fashioned. Nummy, nummy.
Milagro chilled tequila with a follow-up of a Modelo Especial. My hand is huge.
Hand is huge.
It's a 7-ounce bottle. That's right.
Awesome. That's really cool.
I know. It's so cool. I got a case of them. So what do you have a case of? The 7-ounce bottles.
I thought I had a case of crabs once, but I counted. There were only 11.
So not a full case.
Right.
Excellent. That's why we're so happy.
So, John, why are we old today?
Oh, my gosh. All right. I brought along something for show and tell.
Oh, you did?
This is
do
what
I need
you
to
wear.
Go get mine, too?
No, you don't. I don't think so. This is what you wear over your shoulder when you screw up your
rotator cuff.
Rotator cuff.
Yeah.
Or rotator cup, as some people used to say. Rotator
cuff.
I've
known people like that.
Yeah.
Good job, John. Good job.
Yeah, I go in for an MRI a week from today. So
Amiri. Yes. Yeah.
So we'll find out what to do after that. But yes, but lifting weights and we were talking a little bit before the show that it wasn't a stupid way. I've prided myself in not getting injured as I've gotten older, because you see people trying to do crazy weights and this is, for some people, maybe it sounds like a lot, but it's the max I do. It's 225 pounds and it's a bench press on a Smith machine. So there are safety things built in. You hook them, hook it in so it doesn't smash you, which
you hook them
incidentally
horns?
Is what I did. I hooked the horns.
Thought you were in Texas, not Florida. I mean, other way around.
It's whatever. I did 8 reps.
Uh-huh.
And again, it's the max weight I do. And then I hooked it and that was fine. And then I did some curls and I got back down to the bench press and did 2 reps. And all of a sudden I heard in my right shoulder and it didn't hurt, but I had no strength left. And so as it's falling down on me, thank God I was on the Smith machine. I just clicked it back and it latched in. There was about a foot of space. And so I'm like sideways sliding under the damn barbell. And then I casually walked over and pulled off all the plates and I had the thought, okay, maybe I can just go with, the lower weight, 45, buck 35. Let me just do 135 and maybe I'll be okay. And
no,
happily I didn't.
Yikes.
So anyway, it was got on the treadmill, spent 20 minutes shaking my head and left and went to the doctor and yada yada. So MRI on Friday and we'll see how badly I've messed it up. Getting old. It's
getting old. Getting old sucks.
Delightful. Cheers to getting
cheers.
Old.
Cheers. Cheers to getting
everybody.
Old. Tink.
Tink. Mm. Mm. Oh yeah. Milagro. Yeah. Modelo. That's
really what you need to do when you've hurt yourself. Just drink more.
How bad can it be? I have pain pills, but I haven't used any. I'm self-medicating.
Yes. That's the way it should be, damn it.
Now, let's talk about yours.
Yeah,
what's yours?
So I think, and to be fair, I kind of had an inkling, but recently it's gotten a little bit worse. We've been doing a lot of yard work, which, for me is not necessarily that much fun because I hate yard work. I don't, it's weird. We've talked about this probably a million times, whether it was on the podcast or not. I don't know. I just don't know.
It's okay.
But I don't mind going out in nature and doing things. I don't even mind, like, I'm going to put it in quotes, farm work. Like, I don't mind that stuff.
Yes.
But for some reason, I hate doing yard work. It's trying to, do all that. But anyway, So I noticed I got a pain in my general groinish area.
Yep.
So I think not a good one. I think I may have not doing the yard work.
Yeah.
I think I may have re-injured my my hernia, plural, because I had multiple.
Yes, you did.
I think I have a feeling I did it moving some of the flooring for Jen's studio. Don't tell her that. Jen, I hope you're not listening.
She's
but,
not.
She's not. No. But yeah, that's where I think I probably did it, but it wasn't bad enough until recently. Now I'm walking around going, ugh. But here's the thing, John. I'm not 100% sure. I do need to go to the doctor to find out, because whenever it's bothering me there, my back is also hurting.
Oh,
so I don't know if, because I when I first had the surgery, the doctor did say your back on one of your sides is probably going to be tender. It's probably going to hurt a little bit. Now this was several years ago, so I don't know why it still would be, but yeah, my lower back on that side hurts as well whenever I'm feeling
crap.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. I'll have to go to the doctor and find out.
Wow.
But
yeah,
I'm not looking forward to that one. No one is. I will be a bad patient because I probably won't do anything about it for several years before.
Oh, why don't you just can't they do it done?
Yes, they should. Only about 10% of people re-injure their hernia.
Oh, but
I had three, so it's
high achiever.
High achiever, yeah. So I don't know. And it might not be, but if it is, the reason I'm going to wait is because I just don't have time. I don't, it took me a month to recover from the last one.
Yep.
So I can't afford to do that right now.
Well, or just wear a nice, what do they call them? Chastity belts.
Yeah. They look like that.
I'm sorry. I'm all locked up here.
Yeah.
So you could wear something like that.
Yep.
Tell people it's a holster and they won't mess with you.
They won't mess with me.
No.
I could, it could double as one too.
Could. I'm not sure how big a gun you could put in there.
Oh, buddy.
Those little shooters.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, I've got, speaking of us laughing at the same time, which happens occasionally on this podcast if you're just joining us for the first time.
And if you are just joining us for the first time, go up to YouTube and look at the last thumbnail, because that was us laughing at the same time.
That is the one that I have a picture of us with both of our heads thrown back. It's such a funny picture that I'm sure it wasn't that funny, but you and I tend to make it look even better.
Well, I mean, can you blame? I mean, look at how good we look no matter what.
Well, I'm sure that's why a lot of the ladies tune in.
Absolutely.
That's why audio only.
Yeah, well, I always tell people I have a face for radio and a voice for silent film.
Perfect. yes, and that's what it is. But
anyhow, it really is
all good and fun to laugh. It's good to laugh when, especially when you have hernias and rotator cuff
injuries. Yeah. Good now gracious. We just someone one of us needs to tear our ACL and we'll be all
no. Good. No, I plan on sitting on my butt on this chair. I'm not going to tear anything. I might tear the fabric of the chair when I get up. That's about it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think so either. So maple old fashioned?
Maple old fashioned.
That sounds delicious.
It is. I call it my healthier, old fashioned.
Yeah.
Because it's not real sugar. It's maple syrup. So I just, instead of putting the cube of sugar cube. Or any sugar, I just put maple syrup in there instead.
What?
And it's very good.
What brand is the whiskey or whatever the bourbon, whatever you have in there?
I don't remember the name.
That's okay.
It's a newer one. It is a bourbon, but it actually tastes a little bit more rye-ish than bourbon-ish.
Oh, okay.
And what
tell me the rye. You know what? And I've had rye.
Mm-hmm.
I've had everything. But what is it taste-wise to you that differentiates the rye from a bourbon, for example?
I'm going to say, for me, a rye is a little bit more bitter, whereas a bourbon is a little more sweet.
Okay.
To me, that's my flavor profile. I could be completely. And speaking of, I haven't listened to it yet, but I did find a podcast that's all about bourbon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sure there are more than one.
Oh, I'm sure. But this one was recommended to me on the app.
Oh, cool.
Let me, while you fill, you yes, do please. Your wonderful hey, filler.
Yeah, da 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 da.
Oh, yes, you're so good.
Da 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 da.
Spotify starts with this with an S, right?
Wow, this won't take long.
No, yeah,
it's good during happy hour on Potty Mouse. I bet
you. Okay, you want to know what the name of this podcast is?
Sure.
You'll never guess.
Okay, bourbon.
Yep, bourbon podcast.
Shut up. That's pretty funny. Holy crap! I would use a descriptive word like, oh, I don't know, bourbon.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was looking at we get these magazines in the mail, the catalogs, not catalog. There's kind of a cross between a magazine and a catalog. It's not really
Playboy
a magazine.
Or Penthouse? What are you talking about?
Neither. No.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that later. it's called the Home Mag, HOMEMAG, Home Mag. And so it's a magazine, but it's all advertisements for different service providers. You know, if you want to get your roof done or you want to put a porch in your house or, you know, it's all about houses.
Local.
And like local stuff. Yeah, exactly. And I was looking at that the other day and I saw something, as marketers, we're going to really appreciate this. I saw something come up and it was that the name of the company was A1 something, 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 like A1 gutters or something like that.
Like they used to do.
Like
the
they used
book.
To do. Yeah. And folks, if you don't know this, people would come up with their business names, so they would come up first in the phone book. So what comes first in the alphabet? A. What comes first in the with numbers? One. A1. So there used to be a lot of companies that were called A1 blah, blah, blah.
Or Aardvark.
Or Aardvark or something like
that.
With
two A's. A1 Aardvark Advertising or something like that.
Exactly. And
that was how they used to do it to get to the front of the line. The first ones in the phone book, which is essentially like positioning in a search engine. I mean, that's really what it is. It's the
done
same
differently.
Thing.
Yeah. And I almost feel bad for that company because they probably, if they're that old, and I'm doing a very broad generalization here, but if they're that old, they probably don't know that when it comes to search engines, they're probably not doing it right. You know, they're probably still relying on the fact
although if you've been in business for a long time, rather than changing your name, you know, you would, but still hopefully they're doing some search engine optimization. Right. So it puts them in a good position regardless of the name, because
search
engine world, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Aardvark air conditioning or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Even though it's a really cool name like Bourbon Podcast.
You know what? Bourbon Podcast is good. I would say that aardvarks were largely unappreciated until somebody finally came up with that.
Aardvarks and anteaters, I think,
good. You could see them in some cartoons, but other than that, that was it. Come here, Runt. That was the aardvark's voice, who would chase the ant.
You're so good.
That was like the Pink Panther cartoon series, whatever that whole production unit was. That was part of the Pink Panther.
Yeah. So,
and
this is timely because you're talking about the Pink Panther.
I am.
In the movies, the actual movies, and not the original, but the remakes, it was Steve Martin. Steve Martin was Clouseau.
After Peter
Sellers.
Sellers was the original guy. Yep.
Yep. We walk around the house because Peyton saw those movies.
Yeah.
And one of the lines that for those of you who have seen the movie, one of the famous lines from it, from the Steve Martin version, is "Belgal." I'd like an Belgal. Belgal. So anytime we talk about having hamburgers around the house, it's
funny.
I want an Belgal. But the reason it's timely is because there's a new documentary out about Steve Martin and his rise in comedy, or his rise through comedy. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I started it and watched half of the first part because there's only two parts to it. And it was actually a very good documentary so far and very interesting. And I would say if I were young again, like my 20s, 30s, and met him, I would be almost afraid of him on the road. Oh. Not as a comedian, but he just seems to have that personality that I would probably avoid in the real world.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I look, I have followed him not closely because I think, I'm not sure, but I think he has kind of pulled back over latter years. But when he first came on the scene, he was nothing but a stand-up guy, stand-up comedian, who was incredibly funny. If you look at his earliest albums, and they were albums, they were record albums before video became a thing. But Are You Small, I think was the, or Let's Get Small or something like that was the first one or one of the first ones. And he had, Walk Like an Egyptian or something like that, whatever it was called. Yep. Something about King Tut. That's what it was.
King Tut.
Oh my gosh. And just funny stuff, funny bits that he did. And I can still refer to several of them today. But then watch him, what an actor in Roxanne.
He was
so good in that. And of course,
he's good in pretty much everything he's in. Maybe except the
amazing part.
Three Amigos.
He was actually good at that.
It was funny. It was a great movie. I watch it. We just watched it with Peyton about a month and a half ago.
Yes.
It's
so stupid, but it's hilarious because it is. Lisa has been watching the one with Martin Short and him and
Murders in the Building.
Oh my Selena gosh. Gomez. Lisa, I just hear her laughing her butt off in the other room when I'm trying to do work.
Yeah.
Which means probably on my 10th game of Freecell.
I was going to say watching YouTube instead of watching Murders in the Building.
YouTube, yes. But she, I mean, and I haven't watched, I guess I watched
you
one
should,
with her.
You should
it
watch
was hilarious.
It. It is hilarious. It's a great show. It's going into, I think it's third or fourth season. Whatever the season it is.
At least three, I think.
I think it's going to be its last season. Okay. I think I could have that wrong.
Just so funny and good so together. Good.
Yes.
And it's just a funny sitcom essentially is what it is. But anyway, he's just so talented and he has done appearances. I want to say, I can't remember if it was on with Fallon or obviously he was on with Johnny Carson too, back in those days, but he was putting on a show like the cameras following him, like, I can't believe they're calling me out already. And he's talking, and let's say it was Jimmy Fallon. And he said, you are a terrific banjo player. So I'll go get it. I'll be right back. And the camera follows him back to his dressing room. He grabs the banjo, takes it all the way out. And they watch him and he goes, and that's it. He doesn't play any more than that. And he takes it back and the camera follows him. It's just, he's just a funny guy and extraordinarily talented.
What you'll see in the, and I won't give the whole thing away, but what you see in the documentary is he actually started out as a musician, or not a musician, a magician.
Oh yeah.
That's
what he
wanted to be a magician. So it's very interesting and all funny. Of it started it working at Disney and,
but tell
and,
me about the personality thing. Why would you say that if you were know, young just, today,
I,
you'd
I
be
saw some video of him recording and I was just like, ugh, that's the type of person that you, my generation has grown up to say, yeah, that's someone who's either going to be very famous, which he is, or he's going to be a mass murderer.
So just tough to work with, would you say?
No,
or what?
No. Just, I don't know. Just that you'll have to watch it and just see. It's just like,
no, I'm someone, counting someone on you. Who, you're not giving me the ability to not watch it.
I should be so good at this. I'm not really good at this
yes,
part. You're trying to describe people because I don't want to be.
Doesn't matter. He's not listening.
It does matter.
It's fair to say.
No. It's not that.
Although
it's,
maybe if you piss him off, maybe he will start listening. So go at it. No, bigger
no,
than shit.
No, it's sure. I have a specific opinion about people, and I will be the first to say that my first impression of people is almost always wrong.
Which explains why we did this podcast.
Exactly. Well, let me put it this way. I have a first impression of people. I always give people a second chance to make a first impression.
Okay.
And a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times people will surprise me and we become very, very close. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends that when I first met them, I'm like, oof, I don't know if I want to even talk to this person.
I liked you instantly, which is kind of freaking me out right now.
But, see, I didn't like you instantly. No, I'm kidding.
What? You did too.
Yeah, you and I were. That was definitely. I'm not saying I always have a bad feeling about people. Sometimes I have a good impression of people,
and then it's wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was nice too.
So 6 years later. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. You know what? We're missing.
Mine's gone.
I don't know if you are missing it in your household, but I'm definitely missing it in my household.
What's that?
A bartender. We're sitting here doing a podcast. I'm almost done with my drink. I would literally have to stop the podcast.
Oh, no.
Walk all the way downstairs, make myself another drink, walk all the way back upstairs and start the podcast. And I'm not going to do that. I almost made a double, but I was worried about the room and the glass.
All I can tell you is, when you get older, like some people on this podcast, you'll know to bring plenty with you.
Yes,
bring the dang bottle.
I've done that before. I know. I should have. Well, or at least brought a beer up with me after.
Well, I was going to say, did we make it through the podcast when you? I brought the whole bottle.
I didn't drink any after that. I remember that.
If you go down and get your bottle, and I will sit here and entertain our wonderful audience.
It's okay. I'm good.
I'm not sure because I think you're on a roll, and people are going to say if it goes anywhere but up from here, Nick
it's not
going to
go up from here.
More liquor.
I should, if I was more of a, if I was a truly good father, I'd text my daughter right now, who's sitting on the couch downstairs, and tell her to bring me a beer or something. Yeah.
Would you do me a favor and do it?
But I'm not a very good father, so
do it.
I wouldn't ask her to do something like that.
Do it. She would be so happy to help you.
Oh God, no. Her eyes would roll in the back of her head.
Here's what you do. Well, that of course that will happen. That doesn't matter. But here's what you do. You text her and say, Uncle John asked if you would be so kind.
That's going to be really confusing for her because she actually has an Uncle John.
Damn it.
Spelled differently, of course.
Well, the wrong way, yes.
Right.
With too many letters. You just tell her friend John is asking or requesting that she be kind enough to bring you a beer so you can show it on the camera.
Yeah. Yeah, she would be confused. But seriously.
Which is, I love confused bartenders.
Yeah, right? Those are the best kind, especially when you're confused about your bill.
Depending on the bill, as long as they're not confused about your, I don't know, sexuality, then it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, truth bomb.
Just saying. Boom.
Okay, so serious part of that conversation, which is very interesting because Peyton is 13 years old. We all know that.
She is. We all know that.
At 13, and you tell me, because I have a feeling you're probably similar. When I was 13 and young, even a little bit younger, I was the designated bartender. I used to make drinks for if we had a party, I would be the drink getter. Not necessarily, I mean, nothing complicated. Like I wasn't slinging martinis or anything, but I would go get someone a glass of wine or get him a beer out of the fridge or,
You're an underachiever. Is that what
you're
telling me?
I was an underachiever. Exactly. Yes. Right. Or, things that a gin and tonic. I could make a gin and tonic. I mean, it's gin and
tonic. At 13?
Oh, sure. That's sure.
And you did?
Well, of course.
See, this is why I would have loved your parents. I don't mean this in a bad way.
No, I mean, most people I knew, my friends, were all doing that for their parents.
See,
it wasn't unusual.
I am a big fan of my parents. Mm-hmm. But other than grabbing a Hams beer from the downstairs fridge, that was the closest I ever got to any of that. And Mom was not a drinker. She had wine probably when she was 60. I think she had her first glass of wine. And so, there was not much of that. But Dad would have an occasional inexpensive beer if you know what I mean. And that's Hams or Old Milwaukee.
Yeah, there was no such thing as inexpensive liquor in my house.
Oh, no. Well, and see, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Well, and I can relate now. That's where I draw the line. It's like, okay.
I don't want the cheap stuff.
No. There's no reason. I don't drink enough. I want to enjoy it when I do. I don't drink to get drunk.
I don't drink enough. Is that what you said?
I don't drink enough. I really don't. I should drink more.
Honestly, that's what a lot of people say.
I hear them every day. They say, that man needs to drink more.
He needs to drink more. Yes.
There's an anxiety thing there that I think we can take care of.
We could fix with some Milagro.
Milagro. Every time you start that, I think you're going to say Miller Lite.
I'm not. But let's talk that Miller Lite for a moment, because the 7 ounce Modelito.
Ding.
Do you see that?
Ding.
If you understand, hold on. If you understand, I already dinged it, I think. It's not Modelo. It's Modelito. It's Modelito. And I have a good friend who used to speak Spanish from time to time.
Used to speak Spanish.
Well, I used to.
She doesn't speak Spanish anymore.
She's a friend who I think forgot everything she knows about Spanish. Oh,
okay. All right.
Just kidding. But she's Hispanic, and she taught me that anything tiny is ito at the end. So Juanito, I became Juanito when I was tiny because I was never tiny, and she said it as a joke.
Gotcha. But
Modelo is one thing. Modelito is a small Modelo. And this is 7 ounces. And there used to be something called Miller Shorties.
Yeah.
And they were Miller High Life 7 ounce bottles that we used to get in an 8-pack, not a 6-pack, but an 8-pack. And this was, of course, after I was of the legal drinking age.
No.
And we would grab them.
Which in Wisconsin, when you were young, is what, 18?
18. That's correct. And they sort of grandfathered us all the way through because it became 19 and then 21 and so on. But folks,
I hope you feel bad for me. I'm a little bit, not much, but a little bit younger than John.
A lot younger.
I had to drive to Canada to be able to drink at 18.
Sad part was you lived in Texas, so that was a long drive.
Hey, I know people who grew up in Texas that used to drive to Canada, not necessarily to drink, but yeah.
I'm not sure why. Oh, no, I'm going to leave that alone. That so the Modelito reminds me of those 7 ounce shorties. It was the same size of beer. And we used to, some people used to, some used to open the windows of their cars in the country in Wisconsin and take those 7 ounce empty Miller Shorties and whip them at road signs on the way by. So nice. If you're ever in Wisconsin and you happen to see broken, sometimes shattered, sometimes not, 7 ounce Miller Shorties bottles by a road sign, I may have known some of the people who did that.
I would hope that they're not still on the ground.
I'm sure the dinosaurs ate them by this time. But it was just a funny memory because honestly, my old 1969 Buick LeSabre going over these hills of these country roads, and you go, roadside, whip. Some friends of mine told me that's what happened.
Right. And you never partook in any of those shorties when you were the one driving, right?
Mostly they would call me later on my house phone and tell me what happened. So I feel like I have a clear picture of it.
What really happened is they called you because you were their sober cab and you went to pick them up. And it just happened that you saw them do it while you were driving them home in a very safe and responsible manner, right?
No. Oh. Anyway.
What is the statute of limitations on that?
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure we've reached it, so I had no knowledge of any of that.
No knowledge.
Oh, my gosh.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Nor deny that any of that happened. But how funny. And truly, it was. I saw these, and I'm going, oh, these are 7 ounces of a light beer. Oh, yeah, I'm all over it. It was hilarious. So, yes, brought back some memories and some were delightful for friends of mine who did that.
For me, I have to say, whenever tequila and memories enter the conversation, it's never a good memory.
No. Well, that's why it was not tequila back then. I had not the ever beer? Touched tequila. It was the beer.
Yeah.
Again, it was Wisconsin. Hello. It's not like beer wasn't served for
Yeah,
communion, it wasn't, I think, right. Communion, as I recall.
Communion, water, or bubblers. Sorry, bubblers. Bubblers. You know, yeah.
Water fountains, yes.
There's two places three places I associate with beer in the United States.
Okay.
Wisconsin as a whole, St. Louis, and Denver.
Yeah.
Well, not Denver per se, but
Coors,
yep.
Yeah.
Which is no longer in Denver. Well, I mean, it is, but it's headquartered in Wisconsin.
It is, but didn't it used to be like Golden, Colorado?
Golden, Colorado, yes.
And I loved Golden when we lived
Golden is
in
beautiful.
Denver for a mere 6 months. We went to a restaurant that we just loved there. And that's what I remember Golden for. It was decorated, especially around Christmas time. Oh my gosh, it was just so beautiful. I wish I could remember the name of it, but it was, I have no idea if it's still there because it was, let's just say, in the 90s
right.
or 80s.
So long ago. No, I have a good friend that lives in Golden, and I mean, it's beautiful. And
beautiful
when
area.
We were talking about moving west, it was before I knew that this particular friend lives in Golden. We were looking at Golden, and then we found out that this particular friend lives in Golden.
After.
I could go so many places with that I just choose not
you're
to.
You're welcome to.
I don't want to. Oh, careful.
I'm fine. I'm wearing a helmet. if I were a better swimmer, it's entirely possible that I would
drown.
Identify as.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So you listen to that podcast too?
Which one?
That one.
How to be a female swimmer if you're a dude.
No, the Joe. Did we talk about that? We did talk about that on the last podcast, right?
Which?
Our last podcast. Why are you so confused? We should never give this man tequila.
You are talking in circles, my friend.
That's what a good politician does.
Yes, I know.
Vote for me, folks.
No, please don't.
Jeez. No, it wasn't the last Joe Rogan. It's been several. Yes. But Joe Rogan had a champion swimmer on who actually comes from Nashville. She went to Kentucky though. Who was talking about that particular topic?
Yeah,
and it's probably the same.
Has been the most outspoken. Was she the one you're talking about?
She was the one.
Oh, Riley Gaines. She's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so that's what I was equating that conversation to that other conversation.
Well played. So,
see, not as confusing as you thought it was.
But it feels like it was. I'm sure mostly, our listeners and viewers are going, agony, agony, agony.
Who's walking right now. He is so confused.
He's walking.
He doesn't know which way. He could be walking backwards.
In circles.
We don't know.
No, in circles.
In circles. Okay. So you're giving him more credit than
people are saying to him, Bill, are you listening to the Potty Mouse again?
Yes. That's why I'm walking in circles.
Guilty pleasure. Guilty pleasure.
Guilty.
And another guy I talked to this week, Marty, that you and I used to work with.
Okay. Last name starts with an S?
It does.
Okay.
And yes, he is doing well and wondered why we haven't invited him on the podcast. And I said, because we know you. And
I'm glad you said that because that's exactly what I was thinking.
He's,
I do too.
You know what? So Marty, if you're listening, and apparently he is occasionally.
I didn't know that. That's fantastic.
Yes, that is cool. He and I had such a funny experience at San Antonio when we were on a company trip. Oh man.
Really?
It was a fire alarm in the middle of the night at the hotel.
What is with Texas and fire alarms
and
hotels in the middle
of
the night?
I couldn't believe it. It was like 4 a.m. and excuse me, the fire alarm. And this has happened to me. You know, you understand this. You stay in enough hotels, this is going to happen. It has happened to me, honestly, no less than 5 times. Middle of the night, fire alarms start blaring, and you go,
"What were
really?
You smoking?"
Not me. Oh my gosh, it just happens so often. Oh, it's a false alarm. Oh, I should have known that at 4 a.m. or 2 a.m. or I should have known it was a false alarm. Seriously. Anyway, that was one of those nights, and we had a really funny story. So we should probably have Marty on for.
We should. Well, there's
45
a lot
seconds.
About that. That's
And he's a good guy. He's just hilarious. He makes me laugh. But anyway,
he's funny.
It would be fun.
He honestly could be a comedian. He really could be.
He probably should be. He and Steve Martin could travel together.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's already got
both of them laugh.
He's already got someone who's of a certain stature who's travels around with him and does concerts.
I don't even
also name Marty. Also name Marty.
Got it. Okay, now I'm good. Martin,
you figured it out. Martin.
I did. Well done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What else do we have?
Nothing. Never really? Anything, really.
Is that it? Yeah. Wow, that's never stopped us. I mean, we're not even 40 minutes in.
Well, I'm thirsty. What that means. I've got lots of water over here. I'll put water in my glass.
If we need to reload you, that's fine.
No, because by the time I get done, we'll have used way too much of our listeners' time, and no one will...
Look, can we just agree that we always... use too much of our listeners' time.
We talked for 5 minutes. It's too much of our listeners'
time. Yeah,
and
they're like, okay, I'm done. Yes, but I hope that's not vodka because you're truly messed up already.
No, it's tequila. It's Blanco.
It's
so let's talk about tequila. So obviously you're drinking Blanco.
It's a silver, actually.
Okay.
And it is de agave silver.
Okay.
At least that's what the bottle claims.
What's your favorite tequila?
Honestly, this is probably one of my top.
Okay.
The other is it's a Don Pablo 70.
Okay. 70 years or 70 proof?
I don't know. It's just 70 is what I know. And that's very good. So this one and that one are similar in that they're very smooth and they have no bite at all.
Interesting. That's brand wise. That good to know about the brand. That wasn't my question. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear enough.
Sorry.
So there are three main types of tequila.
Oh, yes.
There's Blanco.
Yes.
There's the middle one, which I can't remember.
Okay.
And añejo.
Okay. This would be Blanco in that it's clear.
Right.
Also, and Blanco meaning white.
White. Yep.
Which is
got to say with the H
clear.
White.
White, correct.
Yeah. I can't remember the middle one. Reposado.
Reposado. Yeah. That's very good. Wow, good for
you. That's the middle one.
I've and seen then it.
Añejo is the one that's aged and is usually aged in barrels, which gives it a little bit of an amber color.
They're all from agave.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
No.
I think it is. It's not correct.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. This one is. I know that because it says so.
Yeah.
But I know when I taste it, if it's, and I'm not a big tequila guy,
mm-hmm.
but I tend to like them. Matt likes tequila, our buddy Matt, and my buddy Matt.
You're right. Okay. Gotcha.
Picking up Matt.
Our Matt. My Matt. Yeah. Our Matt doesn't like tequila.
Yes, I know, but he hasn't really given it a shot.
he's given too many shots, I think. Sorry.
That's it.
Sorry, Matt.
Sorry, Armat. And we're spelling that with an R.
Yeah.
Armat. Versus has Matt.
Has Matt.
But he's a big fan. I have come to like some of it, but it has to be smooth and not the bite. Oh, you got to follow it really quickly with a lime and salt. No. I
have a tough time with tequila, period. Because that was the first thing I ever drank and got sick on.
Oh.
Literally both at the same time. And so anytime I even smell tequila, I'm like, ugh. Doesn't mean I don't drink it. Oh, yeah, still. Doesn't mean I don't drink it occasionally. I did work in a Mexican restaurant, and I had a really good – the bar manager was really – no, it wasn't Chi-Chi's.
Sorry.
It was a really good bar manager who happened to be Mexican.
Okay.
A Mexican-American. I should say, and he knew his tequilas, and which is why he was the bar manager at a Mexican restaurant, higher end Mexican restaurant. And so he would teach me about the difference. And I will say, I will sip a good añejo.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of that. But once you get into the Blancos, I'm like,
well, some of these,
I have trouble.
And I will say the, and this being the silver or whatever they call it, the 70 that, and I think it's Don Pablo, something like that.
Don Julio.
But I remember it might be Julio. I'm sorry, but either one, it's the 70 designation. It's delicious, but the bottle is approximately $70. And so I think I thought it was, isn't that what they call it on the label? No, that's also the price. And so, I mean, it's delicious, and but it tastes kind of like nothing. It's
fine. That's the worst.
It's, well, it's not the worst.
It
the worst
is because if you drink too much of it, you're going to not want it anymore.
It's not like Wapatuli where, you know, you mix everything together and it's, oh, this is Kool-Aid. And no, it's not. You will be poking your nipples out at some point. Very soon, you're going to get piercings. Anyway, but that stuff is really good, but it's too expensive for my taste. This is more in the 40 range, which is my max. And it's weird. I have my maxes on stuff. A bottle of red wine, $20 is typically the top I will go.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah.
And I love, we found some great Chardonnays, some whites for Bogle is one of my favorites. And Bogle is $10 a bottle.
Yeah.
And it's just a nice Chardonnay if you're looking for something with fish or whatever. Here we are. Hey, welcome to the Potty Mouse Wine Review. There is also a good Rodney Strong. Also one of my favorites, like $15 for a nice Chardonnay. You can't go wrong with a Rodney Strong. That's just what I've heard. And so, there are some good ones, but you know, you have limits at certain things.
Yep.
So,
yeah, I will spend a little bit more on bourbon than I will on most other things. Like, but I will not spend a lot of vodka. I won't go. I usually, it's a higher limit, but I usually don't go over $50 for a bottle of bourbon.
Yes.
And you know, but vodka, I won't go over $20 for a vodka.
That's why you get crappy vodka all the time.
Well, I don't drink all that much vodka now, but a good gin, I won't go over $30 with a gin. But wine,
well, it depends. Are you talking about 750? If it's 750 milliliter, then I'm with you.
That's the other thing.
Aviation I'm fine with
Hendrix.
I like that.
Something,
Hendrix is a totally different flavor from a Tanqueray.
Oh yeah.
Or an Aviation. They're just completely different and fun to, you know, check them out. But vodka is a little vodka, different.
Rubbing alcohol is rubbing alcohol.
Whatever. But there are some that I judge vodka based on the next day.
Yes. That's exactly it. That really is.
I judge vodka. Yes.
But though you drink vodka martinis, we don't drink vodka martinis very often. Usually it's mixed into something, and that mix takes a lot of flavor out of that vodka. So the flavor doesn't necessarily, I don't want to say it doesn't matter because it does, but it doesn't matter. And to be perfectly honest, Jen has a gluten sensitivity, and who doesn't nowadays?
Yeah.
But Jen has a gluten sensitivity, so we look for potato vodka. And you're usually limited to
Chopin.
Yes, exactly. But Chopin is too expensive. So there's another one that's it's a Polish brand, actually. I was going to say Russian, but it's not Russian. It's Polish. Mm-hmm. That's a lot cheaper. It's like for the big bottle, it's like $20. It's like, and that's just fine.
Which scares me.
We'll not make a martini out of it.
Then
I will do. Now, if I'm going to make martinis, it'll be Chopin.
Yeah. Sure.
I will spend that extra money for that. But it really just bourbons. I want a bourbon that I could drink in an old fashioned and be good, or I can drink straight.
Yes.
And it'll still be good.
Yep.
And that's why drinking the more expensive ones. Exactly.
Yeah. We are giving so much good advice.
Mm hmm.
And it's unsolicited advice.
We should have a podcast.
I don't think so.
If you think we should have a podcast, head up to pottymouse.com. Put your comments. Put your comments. Oh, this is what I heard
starting
recently.
A podcast.
If you're listening to this either on Spotify or YouTube and watching, you can on Spotify, you can swipe up and actually leave a comment, but you can also leave a comment on the video in YouTube.
Yes.
Let us know if we should start a podcast.
Maybe we should name it.
I don't know. What's a good name for a podcast? Potty Mouths?
Potty Mouths?
I think, let me see if I can get the URL for that. Let me see. Pottymouths.com.
Already taken.
It is already
taken. Dang it.
So, but you know what? Why don't you guys head up to pottymouths.com and see if that
Buy some of their merch.
Honestly, just because you know what? We might go up and buy that URL
And don't make you sure love happy that, hour potty yeah, mouths.
I do really. I really do. I happy mouth or happy mouths. Happy mouths. Mouths.
That's a different podcast altogether. No. That's a different one altogether.
Yes, yeah. It is. Yes, it is.
But join us at happymouths.com.
I tune into Happy Mouths.
I'm going to try to get that URL right now.
Right now.
I am.
Actually, I will. Let me see. Let me see if it's available. Happy. I hate to
spell
see
it with an I. Happi. Yeah, it's in your search history, not mine.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, that might actually work if we can't get happy. No. Hold on.
Oh my gosh.
It's going
to
be.
Ladies happy. And gentlemen, real time. You are going to learn about the availability of Happy Mouths.
Happy Mouths is available.
All right. Can't believe you're 4,000.
For 4,999.
Try it with an I.
All right.
Try it with an I. No one ever thought of that before. This exact one's available match. For 29 cents.
1 cent for the first year.
That's too much.
It is.
Happy Mouths.
Happy Mouths.
I think that's our next round of, I don't know what we're going to talk about during Happy Mouths, but
Happy Mouths.
We'll go right from Potty Mouths to Happy Mouths.
HappyMouths.com.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you better buy it.
We might have to buy Happy Mouths.
I don't know how to explain it to my wife.
What's this
Happy Mouths? Honey, nothing, I swear.
Folks, do not try to go up to Happy Mouths until
please
after I buy
don't.
It. But please
no.
don't do that. No.
But
or not, I'm not buying it.
I would try. I don't know. I might. I would try to check out their merch store, though.
Oh, this
if
one I'm definitely.
Think we should, yeah, if we should expand on Happy Mouths, make sure you let us know. I think
yeah,
it
let
would
us
be
know.
Funny
let
to
us know in the comments.
Hear your thoughts.
I would hate to, I'm going to have to hit the toggle that says this is not made for people under the age of 18 on any of the platforms that we listen to. But ever. If you want to see me toggle that or have it, if whether or not I did toggle that, go ahead and head up to any of the other platforms
oh
that
gosh.
You listen to podcasts on and
yes.
download this one and all of the other previous episodes. John, it has been a lot of fun as usual.
Always fun.
I'm going to go get another drink. How about you?
I wish you would. I think I'll probably cash it in for, I'm just kidding. I'm going to make one too.
Sounds good. We will see you again next week, folks. Hopefully, unless, we can't, but
we get injured somehow.
Yeah.
Come
like,
on.
You know,
seriously,
we will probably injure our rotator cuff when we're checking ourselves for a new hernia.
Good chance. Good chance of that.
Yeah.
All right. Good to see you, pal.
Good to see you too. Talk to you soon.
See you.